Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
And this is the Main Street Mouse Weekly Podcast, show number 152 for July 15th, 2024.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Soaring to tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say, I...
Everybody, here we go.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Monday, Monday.
So I hope you're all doing well, or as well as can be expected out there. Yeah,
That's about it, right? Yeah, about as well as you can be.
Right. So yeah, there's a lot of horrible things happening in the world right now, but we want to be your bright light for the week. Try to put a smile on your face. Even when you don't feel like smiling.
Yeah, it's been a lot of bad stuff, a lot of sad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the best way to say it without getting into much detail.
I've been really blue, so maybe we can all like lift our spirits together.
You're like bluey.
I don't know. Yeah, am I bluey?
Bluey. I've never watched the show, so I couldn't tell you what
bluey's
like.
Okay, all right. So your girl is in charge this time. I am running the show. God help us.
And I'm the unruly guest.
You're the unruly guest. So Scott was not in the mood to do an outline today, and I'm like, hey, I'll do it. But what's funny is I really can't see right now, so this is going to just go where it's going to go.
So we don't even know if the stuff she picked is for today's day or not.
No, let me explain. So the weather, like the allergies, like season like in Central Florida has been like extra hard. They've even had like warnings on like the news, not to mention all the rain and the yuck, and I'm just like, I had to take my contacts out.
But then even like, Jack is sneezing a lot.
Even our dog is sneezing all the time. So I took out my contacts, but then my glasses are broke on the one side and it keeps digging into my nose. So what I've had to do is basically be blind. Or put my phone like right up to my nose when I need to see something.
Which makes it hard when she's driving down the street.
I don't drive.
She can't see. Glasses are off. No contacts in.
I'm squinting. I can't see you. I can't see anything.
Can't tell if that light is red or yellow. I'll just go for it.
My eyes are really, really bad. I'm like a negative 425 in both my eyes. So.
Negative 4,025?
4.25, dear.
Oh,
yeah.
That means blind, though, doesn't it?
Like I'm looking at you, but you're blurry. So I'll get out.
She's right a foot now. And a half away from
yeah,
me.
Yeah, and you're very blurry.
I'm like pixelated.
You kind of are, yeah. So anyway, we're gonna hope for the best.
Hopefully she can read what's on her list then.
I'm gonna put my notes right up to my face so that I can see it.
I think it's funny she used poster board to write on,
so yeah. Oh, shut up. I have this notebook that I use for like for my podcast, for when I do segments for the news, and it is the most janky beat up like notebook, and I like right on both sides of it, and I don't even know what I'm keeping it for. It's almost like a news diary.
I was gonna say it's your recording diary that we're gonna put on for auction. So if you'd like to bid on Michelle's news journal.
Yeah, it's my news journal. You want all my chicken scratch? Hey, let us know.
For the right price or dinner, we might be able to
make it. You know, if there's a like taco salad in it.
Hey, there's something in it.
A margarita, even better.
Might not be a big one, but it'd be something.
Hey, you know what? I'll take what I can get.
Take what you can get.
Okay, so let's get started, shall we?
You're in charge of the show.
Okay, let me put my notebook up to my face so I can see what I wrote. This is really pathetic.
Not in front of the microphone.
It's kind of pathetic. Okay, let's see. Where do I want to start?
Sure, you're on the right page.
Yes, this is today's page. All right, so you know what's weird is that since we spoke last, there really isn't a ton of Disney news. And so there's like other things like going on or whatever. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go random today.
We're not sticking to any kind of script.
We are not.
Well, not.
I am running the show. We have no script.
No, we just. We are. We just wing it. So whatever pops in her head to talk about, we're going to talk about.
We're just going to talk about a plethora of things. And we're just, it doesn't going to be in any particular order. We're just going to talk.
Okay, throw it out.
All right. So ready?
I'm ready. I guess I'm ready as I can be.
Let's do it.
Next week, we'll get back to how I do it.
Hey, you hush. I can do this. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about is actually non-Disney. We went last Thursday night to a media event over at Promenade at Sunset Walk.
Yes.
Which is the kind of the entertainment district in front of the Margaritaville Resort.
Correct.
Off of 192, which is just a few minutes off of Disney property.
Correct. It's not far there from the back way to
like Animal Kingdom
and such. And actually, you can see Everest from that area.
Why, yes, you can. So this, if you haven't been to this area, I always forget it's there or it's an option. But it does get super busy in the evenings and on the weekends, but they have some really great restaurants and, they do like little craft fairs out there. We should totally do that one weekend.
Yeah. They had the craft fair set up when we were there the other day.
We're going to do that.
I don't know how much it costs. It can't be that expensive though.
I don't know, but it maybe. Hey, on a weekend. Okay. We'll talk about it later. Anyway, so,
you don't want to discuss it here while we're in the air.
No, you guys don't need to hear all our back and forth. As entertaining as we are. Okay. So Sunset Walk. We went to this media event and it was showcasing three newer restaurants and then the axe throwing place.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I think so. Well, yeah, because the Wharf was where we started and that was a newer restaurant.
Yeah. So I think they said all of these places have opened within the past 6 months.
Oh, okay.
I was listening. And so the Wharf is a seafood restaurant, but they pride themselves on live music.
Correct. Yes.
So they have a big stage in there. They have a bar. Mm-hmm.
It's a really big restaurant. Actually, I was really impressed with the size of it, and it doesn't seem like it's overly crowded. It seems like there's plenty of room in there.
No, and you know, I was really surprised at the setup because it doesn't look like a typical restaurant. It looks like a venue almost.
It does. The way the stage is all set up, because the stage takes up a good section of the middle of the whole restaurant.
It does. And so we were talking to the manager and he said it gets really hopping on the weekends.
Right.
With the live music and, you know.
Well, and now he had mentioned to us how they're bringing
tribute bands.
Mm-hmm. Once a month, they bring in a different tribute band. So, like, a tribute band for ABBA is coming in, one for Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did he mention? Boston. I'm just trying to think. There were so many of them. Def Leppard was one of them. So they got stuff.
Journey was one of them.
So I think they had Eventbrite tickets because you have to have a ticket for those events because they are more of a crowd to come out and just have fun and listen to music and party, not necessarily coming there to eat dinner, I guess you could say.
See, you know, I'm going to be honest. I did not look at the menu because we weren't in there long enough to.
No, they didn't even feed us anything in there.
Anything. Well, just slam them.
Well, no, I'm not slamming. We came in there, we talked to the managers, and they came around and asked us if we wanted something to drink, but then we left.
I didn't even have a Diet Coke.
No, and you ordered one.
I know.
So that doesn't mean the service is bad, though. We left. It's our fault.
Well, the PR people wanted to keep it moving. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I hate seafood, as most of you know, Scott, and I do not eat any type of thing that swims whatsoever.
I'm allergic.
Yeah. I just hate it, and it stinks. Yeah. But I would go in there, and it didn't smell fishy in there, so that's a thumbs up from me. So if they had other options like chicken or appetizers or whatever, I can see myself totally going in there on a weekend, listening to music, have a couple cocktails. It seems like it would be fun.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it would be a fun place to hang out at. I'm trying to look up their menu right now just to see what other kinds of stuff they have. So this week, on the 18th, they actually have a tribute band to Led Zeppelin going to be coming in.
See, I don't care about that.
Well, I know you don't. But there's some people who probably do. So there's probably a lot of people out there who actually do like Led Zeppelin.
Sorry.
I'm looking at the starters on their menu here. So the only starter you would eat would be pretzel rolls.
I like pretzels.
Yeah, that's the only thing you would eat.
Somebody have pretzels and drinks. So the pretzels will soak up the alcohol and it'll be a fun time for everyone.
There you go. They do have a wedge salad, but it has bacon and blue cheese, so you won't eat that either.
Well, I'm out there too.
They have a broccolini Caesar salad. There's an oyster bar. Market Fresh Fish, House Classics. I'm trying to see if there's anything you'll eat.
Is there anything I will eat in the restaurant?
I'm trying to get there. they do have a Wharf Club, it's called. So you would have to order it minus the ham and minus the bacon, but so basically a turkey sandwich you would eat. No, there's a chicken, but it's got bones, so you won't eat that.
Okay, well, anyway.
They have french fries.
Okay, I can have fries and pretzels.
There's a kids menu. There you go.
Okay.
Grilled chicken breast, mac and cheese, grilled cheese sandwich.
I am in.
You're in.
Kids menu and a martini.
And then it looks like on Saturdays from 11 to 3, they have a brunch.
Oh, I always
didn't mention today. Yeah,
but you know what? Okay, here's the thing. Sidebar. If I had my choice between a night out with music and drinks or a brunch, I always would choose a night out.
I'm going food.
I want to eat too, but I like my outings in the evenings, and I don't know why that is. I'm just a night person.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, so after we talked to the management and checked out the Wharf, we were on to the next place.
Right.
Oh, crap. What's it called?
You didn't get the name
Yowman's?
Of it? Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
God, I'm sorry. I didn't write it down. So it is like a kind of, it was the British themed restaurant, but what they did was they expanded it.
Right.
So it used to be a very small little place, but they made it like three times the size that it was.
Correct. There used to be a place called Capone's over there, a pizza place,
yes.
An Italian restaurant, I guess. And they tore that down. But in tearing that down, they actually combined the space that was out. I don't know if they tore it down or they just remodeled and they put the two buildings together.
Yeah, so it's huge.
Huge.
I don't know if you guys remember, towards the beginning of the summer, we went to a media stay at the Caribe Royale, and we talked about their sports bar there that had virtual games up on the wall. You could golf, football, there's like a zombie thing. So this place actually has that same concept. So they have food, they have bars, and they have games.
And Yowman's is also in conjunction with Top Golf, the big golf place that everybody goes to practice swinging their golf sticks.
They're in cahoots.
They're golf sticks. What the heck did I?
Oh my gosh, golf clubs.
Yeah, I'm like out of it today.
See why I'm running the show.
But yeah, so the actual name is called Yowman's Top Golf Swing Suite. That is the name of the venue now.
Okay.
So, and they have all kinds of stuff. But like Michelle said, they had the virtual golfing, the zombie thing, which I played at the other place, which was kind of cool. Throw big balls at zombies' faces.
You throw your big balls at zombie faces.
What else are you going to throw at them?
Sorry. Anyway, it's inappropriate.
Yeah, a little bit, Atwood. You say I go off the rails. You just went way off the rails.
I'm in charge. So this will be the last time I'm in charge.
Yep.
What was I saying?
You were talking about Yowman's.
Oh, balls. That's right. So we got to sample a couple of things on the menu, mm-hmm. but it was just like a couple, like, so there was pretzel sticks.
Which were really good.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did differently to them, but they were really good.
So like almost like soft pretzels, and there was like a mustard aioli, and then there was like a fancy ranch to dip it in.
Yes.
And those were really good. We got to try two of their signature drinks. It was like a passion fruit martini mm-hmm. and something that had like blueberry and something else in it.
Yeah, and then they had the coconut curry wings. Also with the pretzels.
Right.
Which actually, I don't like curry, but those wings were actually really good.
See, that's why I told you to try it.
I tried it and I actually ate like four of them. So.
Oh, okay. I ate pretzels and I tried the alcohol.
So, but if you like British style menu, they have a lot of that kind of stuff like that. So scotch eggs.
Like bar food too?
Yeah, bar food. I'm just looking at their menu really quick. So some of their sharing plates, they had a scotch eggs, shrimp, Piccadilly Spears, which are pretzel battered cloths and dill pickles, which deep fried pickles. So I think that would be good.
I would like to try that. I like fried pickles.
Then they had artichoke dip.
I'd try that.
They have a fish spread, which I know you're all about that.
No fish spread.
They have called Union Jack nachos, which are fried potato chips stacked with marinated chicken, avocado, pepper jack cheese, beer cheese, tomatoes, jalapenos, pickled red onions, and cilantro and sour cream sauce on top.
Okay.
I would try that.
No cilantro.
But then they have salads. They have special kinds of macaroni and cheese. It's actually a special thing on the menu.
I like mac and cheese.
Different, like Philly steak mac, Simply Mac, just a regular spicy candied bacon mac.
Okay, so like who wants to go?
Yeah, let's have a meetup there. But they got all kinds of stuff. So the menu looks really good. The atmosphere was fun.
It was very large. So if like if we really did want to do a meetup there someday of sorts, there's plenty of room. But yeah, I really like that place. And then after that, just to keep things moving, we went to Lumberjack's axe throwing.
Yes,
right?
We did.
Oh my God. So I was terrified to throw an axe.
It was awesome.
And then, but the employees made you feel pretty comfortable. So if you listen to my podcast on Thursday, I said that I had to cut it, you know, at the end of the podcast, I needed to go see if I was going to axe throw. I did. I put a video on my social media so you could see how well I did or how well I didn't do.
You hit the board.
Well, after five tries.
Well, no, you hit it every time. It just didn't stick.
Okay, so it bounced. But yeah, so I was really proud of myself that I actually hit it.
Yes.
And then once it stuck, I was like, okay, I'm good. Like, I'm not going to push my luck. I don't need to try again.
Right.
But they had this. I've never been to an event that did this before. They called it like team building activities.
Yes. Right.
And so they separated us into groups. Mm-hmm. And we had to do stuff like holding balloons against somebody else and popping other people's balloons and stuff like that. It was crazy.
It was, but I've done team building exercises before, and it is just to get you out of your element of shyness or whatever and just kind of throw you in the environment where you're not with people usually you know, which we
No, we knew some, but
not very many.
Yeah, we knew some from our usual media crowd.
Right.
But yeah, it was actually a lot of fun, and I was really tired afterwards. Those mm-hmm. those games were kind of tiring, but I really enjoyed the Lumberjack place.
Yes.
I think that I would do it again.
I would. I want to go back to see if I could throw and get it, because I threw four times, the last one stuck, and then I said I'm done.
I know. It's like, once you get one, it's good enough.
Not doing anymore. I got a number four. I'm good.
Done. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun, and it was kind of, so the team building thing was a nice icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
But what was weird is that, like, so we only knew a couple people there. But like the people we were talking to, you know, from other sites or whatever, I still don't know who they are.
No, I don't know.
Nobody introduced themselves or anything, but we were playing games with them.
No, because the one where you had to form like a conga line with a balloon in between each of you. You kept adding a person a balloon every time you went around. And I have no idea the guy who was, I was the leader, the guy who behind me had no idea who he was.
Oh, that's funny.
No idea. He was held onto my shoulders the whole time. There was a balloon that separated us, and that was it.
And you're like, dude, I don't know who you are.
And he kept telling me, he's like, go, go, go. Because he had to wait till the next person was hooked on, and then we had to
Strangers manhandling you.
I know. I didn't really care for that.
So, like, for our activity, Matt from Attractions was the leader. I was right behind him.
Yes,
and
I was
the one yelling at him.
You were yelling at him.
Go, go, yeah. Yeah. But our team won. Sorry.
They tried to keep people who were together on the opposite teams, it seemed like. So, like, Jeff and Denise were on separate teams. Matt and Jackie were on opposite teams.
Yeah.
So, everybody we knew, the couple wasn't on the same team.
Exactly. So, it was really fun. And it was nice to see our colleagues actually loosen up and have a good time.
Yeah, because we were having fun. It wasn't just about covering the event.
No, it was so much fun.
That place was really fun, actually. I would like to go back there.
So, after that, our final stop was at K-Pot. K-Pot. I've always wanted to try it, and I'm glad that we got to experience it with the media group, because when we sat down, none of us knew what we were doing, because you kind of have to make your own food at the table.
Yeah, they set up the table, so if you've never been there before, so there's these burners all over the table where there's a pot of soup, three different types of soup.
Yeah, there's
one
soup.
One of the soup is cooking, or just a broth, I should say, and then there's like a little grill area, like every probably four people.
Yeah.
In the center of the table where you throw meat and such on there to cook it. So it's kind of like hibachi, but not.
Yeah, it's like the anti-hibachi, because like,
we're going to bring you everything. You're going to do all the work.
No, but okay. So you go to hibachi. All right. I like those type of restaurants because they can make you a mean stir fry right there on the spot.
Right.
This, everything is basically going in your soup.
Yes.
And so I found it really strange because I'm a big old germaphobe, and they put like raw meat at table, like thinly sliced, don't get me wrong. And you put it directly into the soup.
Right. And they tell you it takes about 30 seconds to a minute, depending on what you put in there, for it to cook into the soup because it's boiling.
Yeah, it was very weird. And you put noodles and whatever. So,
which I don't eat any of that because I just don't like it.
So they did have a little buffet to get sauces and stuff. And they had, what did they have? Onion rings and chicken.
I had onion rings, french fries, and some kind of chicken wings that they had there. And that was all I ate, was like 4 onion rings, like 6 chicken french fries and 2 chicken wings. And that was all I ate that night.
Well, I was a trooper. I had the noodle soup, and then somebody ordered rice, and then I had to have rice.
But I could see people really liking that. If you really like to, if you're willing to experiment with your food and eat whatever you want. I mean, they had beef, they had chicken, they had fish, they had the mussels.
Pot stickers.
They had pot stickers.
All kinds of
little
stuff.
Little sausages. They had oysters.
My favorite.
They just had so much food up there. It was tofu, spam.
Yeah, they had spam. See, here's the thing. Like, for a place like that, they put all the stuff on these big tables, and it was a bit overwhelming. I think it would have been easier to figure out if not everything was right in front of you, because we sat down. Now, it wasn't just us. We're all looking at each other like, we don't know what to do. And I said to the media rep, I said, I feel like the biggest idiot. Like, what am I supposed to do? Right. And then I realized that, like, Matt and Jeff and them were like, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, because, and they set it up because there was 20 of us there between the two tables. So they put every meat, everything that they could put into the, normally would be ordered, we had it all on the table, where normally you would go in there, read the menu, and you might pick three of the meats,
or right,
three of the different things we brought to the table.
And I didn't know what some of it was.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So if we were there by ourselves, it'd be different. But so, funny story.
Because it would have been chicken, and probably a chicken.
Chicken, or vegetables. So it was a really great event, but when we got home, our older son, Andrew, was like, yeah, I know that smell. I'm like, what do you mean you know that smell? He goes, you guys went to like K-Pot or something. I'm like, how did you know? Because we smelled like oil. And then the next, and I couldn't really smell it.
You said I didn't really smell it, but I didn't eat it, the soup or anything.
I was sitting right in front of a bunch of boiling water, and then the little girl. So the next day when I took a shower, like I pulled my hair down from my ponytail, my hair smelled like cooking oil. And I started to smell my clothes from the night before. I'm like, holy crap, I do smell. And then you had to put your clothes in the wash too, didn't you? Or that's right, you weren't sitting right on the pots. Like,
no, I was sitting away from the table because I wasn't eating, so I just kind of sat back off the table and watched everybody else.
Oh my gosh.
Doing. And it wasn't, I mean, if you like to eat, there's a ton of food.
There is a ton of food if you're a little bit adventurous.
And I think it was $35, and that was whatever you wanted. You could eat as much food as you want to between the soup and the grill,
the little sidebar with the sauces,
the ice cream cooler that was filled with
there's an ice cream cooler with little cups.
They kept bringing drinks around. I don't know how much the drinks cost, but you could order. They had bubble teas and different margaritas.
They had, like, a strawberry margarita thing, which I can tell you was pretty good.
And it came out in like one of those really big, big, big pitchers that was brought to the table.
Yeah, like those really tall pitchers with the little spigot thingy
on
the bottom.
They have about 10 cups. Roughly 10 glasses full of stuff.
But anyway, all in all, it was a really great event. Probably one of the most fun times we've had at an event in a very long time.
Yeah, I would say so.
Not stressful, just really nice. And it was nice to be there with people we work with that we know.
See what happens when you go to an event that's not necessarily at Disney.
Right.
Why am I whispering? It's kind of creepy.
But yes, so right in front of Margaritaville, if you guys are in the area for the next time you're at Disney and you want to get off property and do something fun, I highly recommend.
Yeah, so just so you know, 192 and the 429 where they meet, this is near there. So there's a Target over there that a lot of people shop at. Then there's tons of restaurants and the water park. What is that, H2O?
Oh, crap.
The Margaritaville Water Park. I can't remember the name of it, but it's right there. Again, 192 near 429.
H2O something or other.
H2O something, yeah.
I don't know.
But there's all kinds of stuff, all kinds of restaurants in there, lots of shopping.
They have live music on the weekends. So yeah, check it out.
Yep, check it out.
Okay, so Disney.
They got something going on?
Yeah, okay, so I pulled a bunch of scattered topics. So I don't know how long we're going to spend on each topic. But we're
rapid fire. Go
rapid fire. Okay, so this is interesting, which I didn't realize. So like Halloween tickets are of course on sale, and then so is Christmas and all that. Well, I read somewhere that there will be no virtual queue during the Halloween parties for Tiana's or Tron.
Wow.
And I think that's a great thing.
It is.
So and like the feedback I've seen online is really good, because people are like, well, yeah, if you're spending that kind of money on a party, sure, you know,
you should be able to get on when you want to.
Right. And I'm hoping that, you know, if something like this goes well. I just hate virtual queue. Yeah. I mean, I think they need to get rid of it.
Well, yeah. Like Guardians has been on virtual way too long.
Two years.
Tron has been on it way too long.
Yeah. So
it's time to move along.
We'll see. But yeah, so when you go to the Halloween party, you don't have to worry about that end of it.
Now, do you remember last year at Jollywood, Rise was on virtual?
It was. You're right.
And you can only ride it the one time.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, now they have standby line for...
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, so Halloween party. And they, I have not heard anything about the Christmas party yet.
No.
I'm assuming if they do it for Halloween. Although Christmas time is cooler and maybe people aren't going to be vying to get on Tiana's so much. Especially how wet you get.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to... When the sun goes down, you don't want to be walking around and freezing.
No.
It will be cold if it's not warm out.
So I thought that was interesting.
That's very interesting, actually. We don't know. I mean, we're hoping there's going to be a Halloween media event party. The problem is that opening night for the Halloween party is also the opening of D23 in Anaheim. So
yes,
most of the media is going to be out in California.
Do you want me to? Okay, so hold on. I can't see. Give me a second. Okay. Because I did write a bunch of chicken scratch about D23, too. So hang. Well, we're going to go back to that.
Gotcha.
Jungle Cruise is going to be closed for refurbishment August 26th through September 7th.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what for.
Yeah, I don't know.
Peter Pan's is under refurb.
It's already
right
under
now.
Refurb for 6 weeks, I believe. Well, it's probably about 5 weeks now.
So yeah, so some changes going on over there.
Peter Pan's a big one, though, because that always has an hour wait. Always.
Always.
And I've never understood that one because it's the Omni Mover system, very similar to the Haunted Mansion.
Right.
So the ride is continuously running. Actually, Peter Pan, I don't think, ever stops. Haunted Mansion will stop to let a handicapped person get on the ride. Peter Pan, I don't think, stops. It just slows down. But it keeps going. You kind of got to jump on it. Because I remember somebody telling me that once before, that it doesn't even stop for that.
It just slows. I don't know what the deal is with Peter Pan's. I mean, it's a fun ride, but I'm not spending an hour in line.
I think it's shorter compared to Haunted Mansion. And maybe they can't have as many of the sailboats going around, and that might be why.
I don't know. Nobody consulted us.
We should make a phone call. They have our number. Call.
Right. Call us. So yeah, that is refurbed also. Trying to think. Oh, so speaking of parties, this is not on the list that I can't see. they announced some Jollywood Nights. There it is. Actually has themed merchandise this year, not just a crappy t-shirt.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. And it has that gingerbread guy. Ollie, is that his name?
Ollie, yeah.
Yeah, so he's actually like on ears and stuff.
Oh, good. Well, cause, yeah, last year all they had was one t-shirt. It was available in the one store by the beauty.
And it was navy blue. It wasn't like festive at all.
Yeah, it wasn't festive. It was kind of like we put this together last minute. We forgot to order merchandise and this is the best we can get really quickly. So here you go.
Like, here you go. Here's a shirt.
And you had to wait in line to get the shirt.
I know. And then they had a bunch. Like, so we looked at it and I couldn't justify. So here, sidebar again. So I'm such a weirdo, obviously. All right. I'm not cheap. I know you're going to say that sometimes I am.
Sometimes you very are cheap.
Okay.
Very, very, very cheap.
Okay, well, throw me under the bus.
Very
cheap. I try to be frugal with my money, but there's some things I'll splurge on. So here's why. here's my thought. And why, not only did I not like the shirt. Okay.
I didn't like it either.
Okay, but I had reasons also. Because, like, you're going to wear that shirt for a month. It was like a $30-some shirt, and I'm going to have to box it away. I'll probably never wear it again.
See, the only reason I would have bought the shirt is I would never have worn it. It would have been to have the keepsake in case Jollywood never came back. At least I would have had that.
Yeah, because we weren't so sure last year.
But I didn't buy it because I'm very weird about buying anything with a date on it.
He doesn't like date stuff, and he doesn't like t-shirts with short sleeves. If the sleeves aren't a decent length, you're like,
I won't
nah.
buy it. Nope. If it won't go to a certain point on my arm, I won't wear it.
Yeah, and then there's me. I really don't have a preference. But
you don't like a tight neck.
I don't like a tight neck.
And those
neck.
Were men's cut shirts. They were not women's cut. They were
so
men's.
So you will not find me usually in a men's cut shirt. And if I am wearing one, I will stretch the heck out of it. What? Why are you giving me a...
Because you're kind of wearing a shirt like that right now.
Hey, this is a ladies Detroit Lions shirt, I'll have you know.
Actually, it's an NFL draft shirt.
Whatever. So, it's scoop neck.
Oh, okay. So it's a little bit bigger.
Take that back.
Just with the blanket you have over here because it's so cold in here.
It's cold in the office. It's like the Arctic chill in here.
I've got a penguin hidden in here. I told, don't tell SeaWorld.
So I don't like men's cut like tight around my neck shirts. I hate them actually. So I will stretch them out. I'll like put them over my knee and I'll stretch where you can hear like the popping of the threads.
Kill the thread.
Or sometimes I'll take a pair of scissors and I'll cut the neck right out. But anyway, that's I don't even know why I'm telling you this.
So if you ever want to send Michelle a shirt, just cut the neck off and save yourself some time.
Cut that neck off before you send it to me. make sure it's V-neck or scoop neck. All right. Anyway.
This show is off the rails.
I know.
29 minutes. I don't think we've covered anything really yet.
We've talked. We talked about axes and stuff.
This is now called the horror podcast of the Major Mouse.
Okay. We're going to switch gears again since you mentioned horror.
Oh, wow. That was a good segue.
I know, right? This is called the You're Hot welcome. Mess, the Hodgepodge Show. All right. So before we started.
People are going to listen to this and go, wow, they're doing that at Disney now? They got axe throwing in horror?
They're going to be like, what in the world are they talking about?
Wouldn't you like to know? This is a show you can't come in on the middle of because you will be so confused.
Yeah, you'd be like, what the hell? All right, anyway, so.
Johnny, don't say those words.
Can I speak?
Go ahead.
All right, I'm in charge, remember?
Well, I know. That's why it's off the rails. Hey, that's not very nice. That's not very ladylike.
I may have just shown him a particular finger. all right, anyway, so.
This all those parents got to explain to their kids what
we
the
don't
finger
have
was.
Little kids that listen to us.
Could be in the car.
I don't think so. Anyway, Halloween Horror Nights. Oh my God. Announced their first scare zone today. Did you see that?
I did not. I got the email to be watching on social media, but then
you never watched.
Well, I had to run to the post office. Then I had a phone call that I had to take care of, and it was like.
I know. I'm not messing with you. I'm just okay. Anyway, do you want to hear what it is?
I'm ready.
All right. So it's called. Hold on. I got it. I can't see. Give me a second. It's called a torture fair. FAIRE.
So is that going to be down the street, kind of where the Bourne is and all that area? Maybe.
Okay, it didn't say where. At least I didn't when I read it. I didn't see that part. But then I have no attention span. So it is supposed to be okay. This is kind of creepy. It's supposed to be like medieval torture devices.
Oh, cool!
Right? I mean, it's kind of weird. We're excited about torture devices.
So I would think that might be down that area by where the Bourne ride is, where the current tribute store is, the Halloween the horror makeup
that
show is.
That spot between like where SpongeBob store is and then.
Well, no, before that.
Oh, before that.
Before that. Before you get to that little petrified forest area they always have as a walkthrough. Yeah. I'm thinking on that main street there where you were getting chased by chainsaws last year.
Oh, the chainsaw people.
And the reason I think it's there is so the first year I went, they had Chucky there. And Chucky had a lot of different actors walking around and they were doing like some experiments and stuff, medical experiments another year. Plastic surgery's gone wrong and things like that. They did that in that scare zone. So I'm wondering if this would fit in that.
And then when we went a few years after, they had like the monster ball type of thing. It was, remember they had the zombies, like movie star zombies walking around or whatever. Not monster ball like Lady Gaga. Do you remember? Or was it medical people?
It was medical people.
I don't know, but some of them looked like movie stars with like
sizes. Like they had plastic surgery.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
It was. That's what I was saying. Yeah, it was plastic surgery's gone wrong. I guess you could say it was
weird. But anyway, so torture devices.
That would be kind of cool, actually. So you have like the rack where you're stretching somebody out or.
Yeah. What they used to do to people back then is totally barbaric. But it reminded me of something. So
some
when
people
I,
I'd like to take on some of those machines.
Mm-hmm. So there's when I was a kid, back when they used to actually print photos and put them in photo albums.
Print photos from where? Your phone?
No. My mom used to have photo albums that she kept in a table in the basement or whatever. And I used to look at the same photos all the time.
Right.
So it was my parents' wedding photos and then their honeymoon and they went to Florida.
Okay.
So the pictures that used to scare me where they went to a torture like wax museum.
Oh, really?
Like they had like the horror section and then they had like regular stuff. But I remember even in Niagara Falls when I'd go visit my Nana, they have a lot of the wax museums. It's not like Madame Tussauds. This is different.
They weren't good wax museums.
They were creepy. Okay. And a lot of them had a theme. Like Tussauds, you have a bunch of celebrities and stuff. This is a little different.
Right.
But they had like the horror spots. And I remember seeing this person on a hook, and they were hanging upside down in their hair, and there was blood everywhere. And that picture used to scare me so bad. And I don't even know why I kept looking at it.
And still, person is still hanging there 50 years later. They're just still hanging by the hook. All the blood has not run out of their body yet.
Yeah, so my parents have been married a while, and I don't remember how old I was when I found the albums, but I remember being young and kept looking at these pictures.
See, I want to take you to Madame Tussauds in Vegas.
Why is that?
That's at the Paris, because at Halloween time, they do have the horror monsters come to life.
Hell no. Oh, sorry.
Potty, this is not the live podcast show. This is the Mainstream Mouse Weekly podcast.
I'm sorry.
Show number 152. And here you are dropping another swear word.
Well, you said I looked at pictures 50 years ago, which is not true.
No, I said she's been hanging there for 50 years. I didn't say you looked at it.
Damn. Oh, I did it again.
Wow, somebody's getting fired. She's no longer allowed to be in charge.
Sorry, don't cancel me. We're having such... But here's the thing. All right.
Because there's no format.
There's no format. It's just like me and you talking and people listening. And I kind of like that because...
It's like George Carlin.
What?
It's like George Carlin and Sam Kinison just having a conversation here with the way your potty mouth's running.
You showed me
a finger. You said three bad words.
I said three bad words. Did I say three bad words? I could say real bad words.
You could, but then we would be canceled.
But anyway, this is like totally off the cuff. So it's been a fun conversation.
Okay.
If you guys disagree, I'm sorry.
They're not listening at this point.
They're like, we're done. We're out. So yeah.
No, stay tuned because there's something special we're going to announce at the very end. There's not. I'm just trying to keep from turning
like,
off.
There is. I'm like, it's not on my notebook that I can't see.
I scribbled it.
Okay. But yeah, so that's interesting. All right, so that's all I had for scary stuff.
So that's the only scare zone they've announced? Because usually what they have, five, I want to say.
Well, they had the...
Last year, the one with my favorite thing. Was the hippie vamp. Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah, it was
year?
Like supposed to be like Woodstock of zombies.
That was fun.
That was pretty
area.
Cool.
That was that. I could just spend hours in that area because it was just really cool. And they switched out the actors probably like every 15 minutes.
We saw them switching out the actors. And it's weird. So it wasn't like scary, but somebody jumping in your face, it makes you... I hate that.
Because they're walking right at you, smiling and dancing to the music. And you're hearing the monkeys music or like Neil Diamond music. And all of a sudden,
so yeah. No thanks.
I think I have video footage of you walking through that area.
Actually, you do. Thank you. Me embarrassing
myself.
And
for the right price, I will post that on YouTube.
And screaming. So, all right, let's see. All right, let's switch gears again.
Back to Disney?
I can't see. How much time we got?
We are at 36 minutes.
Okay.
37. We just slipped.
Okay, all right. So I think I got enough to fill. Well, it depends on how long we talk about this and how many sidebars I take. All right. So D23 is August 9th through 11th in Anaheim, California.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, they had some things where you can sign up for panels and such. Wasn't that today?
Yeah, it started today through Friday. You can. They sent out the list, I think it was Thursday or Friday of last week, of what panels will be available to attend. Mm-hmm. But you just because you want to go to it doesn't mean you can go to it.
That's right.
To have a reservation for the panel because just like virtual queue, it works kind of the same way. So today you could start submitting to Disney your request for what panels you wanted to sit through. Then it said computer randomly generated would pick what ones you actually get.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either because if you want to go to the panel A, B, and C, well, I'm going to end up with D, E, and F because probably A, B, and C the computer's not going
to
pick before.
Well, I know even as media, so we've covered.
I got a bone to pick with this one, so go ahead.
Oh, God. No complaining. This is a happy upbeat.
It's going to be happy.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Anyway, so as media, just so people can understand how that works is like the first, when you go out and cover D23, the night before the convention is like media preview where we get to go in and we get to see everything before, the general public does. Mm-hmm. But then when we get our credentials and all that stuff, we usually get like a paper or something telling us what panels that we are going to. Like, mm-hmm. We don't get to choose. What?
We have in the past.
I haven't. They would tell you like, what would you like to see?
Right. They always tell you. Yeah, you get to apply to all the panels, which is what you're doing this year. You get to see what panels are available. You could apply to whatever ones you want, but you don't know what you're going
to
get.
But I think there's a misconception that media gets to do whatever they want, and that's not true.
And this computer-generated acceptance thing, this is where I had the problem. So we've been to 3D23s. We've both had media for all three of the ones we've been to. This will be the fourth one.
We started covering in 17, but we sent someone else in 15.
15, right. But I'm talking about the ones we went to.
Okay.
So since 17, we've gotten our media credentials, and we applied for all the panels we wanted. Since then, I have gotten one panel that I wanted to go to. Otherwise, I didn't get any. And then, but I know other people on the media list who got the five panels you're supposed to select and more
selected. Well.
So the computer's picking people. And it's like, it's not fair because it doesn't give other people the truth. So like last time we went, the only one I got was the Parks panel, which pretty much all the media gets.
Yeah, we got, because that's like the big panel of the weekend.
Although the time before that, only one of us got it.
That's right.
And the first year we both got it. So it's been weird.
It's confusing.
And then I wanted to go, the big one I wanted to go to was the Studios panel. So Marvel, Disney Studios, yes. Lucasfilm, all that.
Yes.
And so I went and I stood in line. I left our hotel, what, 5 in the morning?
Yeah, I did.
Went over to the convention center and got in line and sat there for like 5 hours until that panel was going to start, just to see if I could get in. And there was no guarantee I'd get in at that point, but I wanted to try. I'm glad I did. It was the best panel of the weekend.
Yeah, and then I was like hating you from the convention floor because Loki was in there.
And Christian Slater.
I like Christian Slater.
And Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. All right. Funny man.
Paul Rudd, Tom Hiddleston, and Christian Slater were all in that panel.
And I was like, curse you. I should have got up at 5. but no, because I had, here's the thing. So you got to go do that. I had a press thing that I had to go see some other panel that I didn't give to, you know, what's
right,
about.
Right.
But I was on the list. So basically, like, we don't always get to pick and choose. But yeah. I wanted to tell people what, hang on, I got to be able to say it. Okay, so here, a little bit about D23 that I wrote down here. Okay, so there's 230 panels and presentations across the weekend. Let's see. So I was just saying that the night before the convention starts was media preview night, but I don't know how they're going to do it this year. But D23 August 8th, the night before, is actually D23 day at Disneyland.
Right.
Which I don't know what that means.
So it's just, it's basically kind of how the Oogie Boogie Bash was last year. It was a D23 Oogie Boogie Bash.
That was
the same
fun
thing. It's a D23 Disneyland day for all the D23 attendees to go to if they want, but you still got to buy a ticket. You still got to.
Yeah, it doesn't come with their D23 tickets. And either did that Oogie Boogie Bash. That was 2 years ago. Okay, so they have when it starts, it's like 9th through the 11th. They're going to have the convention floor like usual that has different stages and merchandise and different properties from Disney, TV type of things, series, movies, whatever. So that'll be on the convention floor. So let's talk about what's going on over at the Honda Center, which is new this year.
Right.
Now, previously, the big announcement panels were at the convention center. So this is a whole new thing. You have to go all the way down to the Honda Center, which is, I don't know how long.
I think I read it's 2 to 3 miles away. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So I don't know how this.
I know when we went in 17, we parked at the Honda, which was so weird. They had us park at the Honda Center.
And then shuttle
us over all the way back down, which our hotel was actually closer to the convention center than the Honda Center.
Should have just walked.
Should have just walked. It and then we had to be bussed back to our car, the Honda Center, after the event to drive our car back to where we were parked.
Yeah, so I don't know how this is going to work, but all the big panels are separate this year and they are in the evenings.
Correct. Yes.
So here's what's what.
So are they after the day at the panel or on the convention floor?
Yes, they're at night, they
okay,
said.
Okay, because I remember, so in years past, they would happen during the day at the
yes
convention floor. So
now, what I read, it said in the evenings at the Honda Center. So I think what they want to do is keep you on the convention floor and doing all that stuff during the day and then send you up the street.
And here's the problem with that. So you have to have virtual queue, I'm sure, to get in the stores again. But now you're not going to lose that 7,000 people going into a major panel at any time during the day. So you're always going to have everybody on the floor all day long, every day. And it's going to be next to impossible probably to get in the stores.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, this is going to be a mess.
All right. Anyway, so here's what's going on. So Friday night at the Honda Center is the big panel for movies, series, and stage shows. Mm-hmm. So that's like what you can expect for movies, what you can, for different series, I'm guessing like Disney Plus and all that stuff. And then stage shows, I'm not really sure if they're talking Broadway stage or park stages or what.
Yeah, that's interesting because I know the one I was in last year did not include like Broadway type shows. It was just the movies. It was Lucasfilms. It was Sony
Sony.
Well, Spider-Man was Sony, but it the one that Avatar's under. I can't think of what that's, wonder bubble that is. And then Marvel, of course.
Yeah, so I'm just telling you what they said there. They didn't give a lot of details. So I just wrote down what it says. All right, so Saturday night, Horizons Disney Parks and Experiences is Saturday night. So this is the big panel that everybody looks forward to. Because,
hosted by Josh, most likely.
Yeah, probably hosted by Josh tomorrow. And this is where they make all the announcements for what's coming to all the parks and cruise line. Let's hope they have some real announcements.
I was going to say, it's where they make all the blue sky announcements.
It better not be. That blue sky crap backfired on them so bad. So I'm really curious to see what they have to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything was blue sky last year except for Tiana's because they had Anika there to sing.
Yeah. All right. And then the Legends panel is Sunday night where the new inductees into the Disney's Legend Awards get.
Who's getting inducted this year? Because I don't even remember hearing.
I know Miley Cyrus is one.
She's a legend?
Look, I don't make the rules.
Okay.
She's like 30, but... I don't know. I know that if you go to the D23 site, they'll have a whole list of who's being inducted. Mm-hmm. I got to go to Legends a few years back, and it was really cool.
You've been every year to it, have you, or no?
Actually, yeah. So okay. All right. You're right. See, the second one I went to, I was so not impressed with, so I didn't really remember. But the one that had, like, Robert Downey Jr. and...
John Favreau.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
Was that the one Bette Midler was... Her daughter was
her show. Yeah, her daughter came because she couldn't make it for some reason.
But that was the one she...
And James Earl Jones, he was inducted as well. Yeah, it was a really good one. I think 2 years ago when I went, it was, like, Frozen people.
It was. All four of the main characters were inducted in, which I don't know how you make one movie for Disney and you're a legend.
You're a legend, gosh darn it.
Well, then that means everybody's a legend.
I'm a legend.
No wonder Miley Cyrus is a legend. She's made
I'm a legend in my own mind.
They're going to honor you on stage. Michelle Atwood, please come to the stage. You are the next contestant on Disney Legends.
So that's Sunday. And then, let's see. So Honda Center... I talked about the Disney D23 day. And then, interestingly, D23 day for Angel Stadium, August 4th.
Right.
So that's going to be another thing.
Right, the Monday before.
Right. So that's going to be another thing. Which, you know what's weird is I haven't heard anybody talk about that.
No, I heard a couple people asking. When we were with the group the last time, I think it was at Tiana, somebody said, is that going to be included with our media to go to the ball game? And I'm like... I highly doubt it because then you would have to fly in 5 days early to be able to go to that event. Because I think it's that event, then there's really nothing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday is Disneyland Park. And then the convention is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But wasn't there also a studio day, or am I wrong? I could have swore at one point I had read that there was a Disneyland studio tour day. Maybe I'm completely wrong on that one.
It was not on what I just read.
That would be a good one, though.
Yeah. I mean, it could be. It was not on what I read.
I would go to that one.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
That would be fun.
Anyway, so yeah, that's D23. It's coming up really quick.
Actually, you know where I'd rather tour? The Archive.
The Archive.
If they would take, like, just take the media. Just take our group to the Disney Archives and let us see the whole archive and where everything is stored. That would be kind of cool.
For those of you that don't know, two of my books are in the Disney Archive.
They are.
Moving to Main Street and How Many Sleeps Will Disney?
They're in the main lobby area.
They are in the big library.
Yep. Thanks to our friend Dennis.
Yeah.
Who was in charge of the archive.
Who asked me for it. So yeah, the person in charge of the archives asked me for my books to put them in in that, which is a huge honor.
I know. We need to go there and get a picture.
I would like to actually see it. I know people have taken pictures of my books and sent it to me, and I don't know where those pictures are, but I would love to see it. But
if we do get to go this year, because we're still waiting to find out, we should maybe take a day and go to the archive.
How far is that?
Like an hour.
I'm not driving an hour.
But if we went to Universal, it's the same.
You know what? Let's just wait and see what happens.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm really excited about my book is over there. Okay. So let's see. Yeah, I think that's pretty much all we have.
Are you looking forward to D23?
That's a loaded question right now. Why would you ask me that on the air?
I'm just curious to your thoughts, and I'm sure people would like to know your thoughts. If you're looking forward to the announcements, if you're looking, what do you think they're going to announce, if anything worthy?
I'm feeling a little indifferent right now because everything's kind of in limbo. But if I had to choose something that I was excited for, I would. It's always the parks panel, mm-hmm. Because I really want to see what's coming. But you know, I was so disappointed last time. I don't want to get my expectations too high because when we walked out of that parks panel last time, it was already getting trashed all over social media. I was so confused.
Because they didn't make any announcements.
I mean, people are messaging me because I was, you know, putting the information out. They're like, oh my gosh, a Villains Land is coming. I'm like, no. It was a blue sky. Just like the stuff for Encanto over there. Yes. And
Coco.
Yeah. What the heck? So if I'm being completely honest, that was not a fun panel to report on because I was confused and it confused my readers.
It was very confusing. It made no sense that they were, this is coming and these are the 12 ideas we might do. And none of those ideas have come to fruition 2 years later.
No, and people were confused what he meant by blue sky.
Right, they didn't understand.
So when he announced like possible Villains Land, the crowd went wild.
Yes.
And then when they were done cheering, he's like, or we could do this. And it's right. Like everybody's looking at each other like, what?
Yeah, it was a multiple choice. It was like, we could do A, Villains, B, Coco,
yeah.
C, Encanto. And it's like, really? Those are our three choices for a new land? And it's like none of them really fit.
It almost reminded me of like those game shows or whatever where if you think person number one wins, so applause.
Yeah.
Like whoever, which area got the highest applause is the one that they would go with.
Yeah. Like, let's make a deal. Pick curtain number A, B, or C. Yeah, which one do you want to win with?
You know, whoever gets the loudest applause wins. And if that were the case, it would be Villains.
Oh, Villains would have already been built if that was
people
the
were like went nuts for that.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know.
And I think there was, 6,500 people in that room.
It's a huge room.
And I think that's one of the reasons they moved to the Hana Center is because that room would only hold it 6,500 to 7,000 people total, I think is all.
It's a big room.
It's a huge room. But when you have 20,000 plus people attending the expo and you can only fit a third of them or just under a third of them into the biggest panels of the weekend,
mm-hmm.
I think that's why they had to move to the Hana Center. Now the Hana Center, from what I've heard from somebody else who will be here tomorrow to record another podcast, he said that they're only putting 10,000 people into the Honda Center, which to me, it's like, so you...
Yeah, like the whole stadium is not being used,
yeah.
Or arena or whatever.
And you're only using half of it then. So say it holds 20,000, so you're only put 10,000 in there. So you're only allowing another 3,500 at the max from what you had at the convention center. It's like, this really doesn't seem like it's just an option to charge more money, I think, to see the panels.
Ooh, and the tickets for everything at the Honda Center were outrageously priced.
Yes, because of the seating, because you paid, like if you were going to a sporting event or a concert, if you pay more, you get to sit closer. If you pay less, you're up in the nosebleed section. And you're
even nosebleed seats were like $200, weren't
yes.
they?
Yes, and then you can't bring in any devices. You can't bring a purse.
Yep.
For a woman.
Or a backpack.
You can't bring a tripod, a big camera. The only thing you can go in there with is your phone and basically your keys. That's about it.
And yourself.
And yourself. And that's about it because, which as media kind of sucks. Because as media, we're going in there to record all this stuff.
And get content because that's why they have us there.
And here you're telling us, oh, you can't bring your tripod. Oh, you can't bring that bigger camera. Oh, you can't do this. And it's like, then why am I here? If you're just going to drop it on the Parks blog 2 minutes after or 2 minutes before Josh says it, why, you know?
Yeah,
it's frustrating.
But see, you know, one thing I do like about covering D23 is that I get my own content
right.
and my own spin on things, and I can talk to our audience, you know, social media or whatever else, right. and give them what's going on.
And you can explain when Josh says Villains Land and or this and this.
I don't know how many people I had to like. I had to put out posts saying, "No, that's not what he said."
Right.
But
because so many people are putting it out that this person did it and they didn't record the segment before. They didn't record the segment afterwards. So people are confused because they don't hear the whole grasp of the
No, and all it panel. Takes due to social media is one person to report bad information and it goes like wildfire.
It was viral because nobody else reported it.
And it's so funny how today people will take whatever they read first as face value, yeah. mm-hmm. and they don't want to check into it themselves. So I think mm-hmm. accurate reporting is super important. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I left that panel like, yeah. what was that?
Jeff from imadisneyfan.com said, this is what's coming. And, oh, wow, Jeff's always right. He's a yeah. Disney fan. See, it says it in his name. He bought the domain and everything.
Jeff Disney fan.
He paid the $7.99. He owns that domain. He can't be wrong.
So, yeah, it's just about accuracy and such. But, it stresses me out because I don't know. It just seems like very hodgepodgey. So, we'll see.
It is. I just... Having run a few conventions.
You have?
I have. I've run a couple of them.
Yeah?
I'm told I do it very well.
Like three of them?
Three of them. And I'm told I do it very well. It's very well
organized.
You do
it very well.
And me and you have been to three of them now, D23s. Mm-hmm. And it's no secret. We haven't been impressed as they've gotten. Newer ones have gotten. It's not as good as the first one we went to. 17 was great. 19 and 22.
because it got way more commercialized.
It got way commercialized. And this one now with the fact that you're going to have to leave this venue to go to another venue down the street.
Only if you spent the big bucks.
Only if you
spent
the big bucks to go to it. I don't know. I think moving your people outside of the building where everybody's already at, to me, is a way to lose people.
Well, you know what, though? But they sell those tickets ahead of time. And Disney people have no problem spending money.
Then they better not complain when they don't get there in time or if they're late walking in the door or any of the million other things that can happen because you are leaving a building and you're counting on transportation to get you down the street and everything has to be run on a schedule because not only have you now left the building where you were running everything, but now you're running into another building with a whole other management team over there that's going to say, hey, this building has to be emptied by this time.
Yeah, I got no idea what's going to happen. It'll be interesting.
I know Disney's got all this power and money in Anaheim. They basically own the whole city, but it's I don't know. I have a bad feeling about it, and I have a feeling it's going to
I have a bad feeling about this.
I have a bad feeling about this. So well, Star Wars will be featured.
Let's reserve some of our negativity until we find out what happened.
And then I will say, I told you all that.
I told you. But yeah, I mean, hopefully it's a great convention, but we shall see.
We'll see.
All right. So, how much time we got?
Well, we go over every week.
All right, so I wanted to just before we end things mention that this past weekend a lot of celebrities passed away.
A whole lot of them. A lot of from acting, sports.
Yeah.
Just a lot of things happened this weekend. There was really a lot of like people from the 80s and stuff.
Or 90s. So I felt like every time I open my phone, it was somebody else, like Richard Simmons for one.
Well, going back to Shelley Duvall.
Oh yeah, Shelley Duvall.
A few
was
days
first.
Before,
yeah, and then Dr. Ruth.
Yes.
Richard Simmons,
Shannon Doherty. Jacoby Jones from football.
Yeah, and there was another football player too, wasn't there?
That was the one Chuck told me about. I don't know if there was another
one. I
don't
know. But yeah, so I felt bad about Richard Simmons because he did a lot of good for people and he was,
he helped a lot.
Helped a lot of people. He was a God-fearing man. He was just a good human. And that's sad. That's a loss. And then because of our, we're 90s kids, Shannon Doherty, 90210. Now, it's weird because it's been no secret that she's been battling cancer for years.
Many years.
And and she was still working the convention circuit because in February we went to MegaCon and she was there.
She was due to come to 90sCon this year too.
Yeah, she was still going. So, and what's weird is she looked pretty good for somebody mm-hmm. who was undergoing
she
such
was
a horrible
fighting.
Thing. And she did panels. She met, God bless her. She really fought the good fight. And I hadn't heard anything, in a little while, but I knew she was scheduled to come to other conventions.
Right.
So I thought, she must be doing pretty well.
Yeah.
But yeah, she passed away over the weekend too. And it's weird to me because, yes, she was older than us, but that's still relatively young. She was 53.
Well, yeah, her show was on when we were
kids.
Yeah.
So it's like that was like our generation.
She was part of the I Hate Brenda Club that everybody at the time they didn't like her character in 90210, so it was kind of like...
Yeah, but you know, what I remember her from is, we're going to go like before 90210.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Heathers.
Yep, I would say Kristen Slater's a movie that...
Yeah, she was Heather Duke in the movie Heathers. And which said, okay, so here's, if you want to really, follow me for a sec, if you want to really like bring reality into things. So in the movie Heathers, there was three Heathers and a Veronica. Mm-hmm. Heather Duke was... Shannon Doherty. Heather Chandler was Kim Wilson. I don't know. She had W's last name.
Was she the first one or the second?
She was the main Heather.
Okay. And the one they got rid of
with the Drano.
With Blue.
Yeah. Or whatever it was. So she had passed away too.
Oh, did she?
She did. Okay. And here's the weird part. You ready for it?
I'm waiting.
Okay. So
she drank Drano?
No. All right. So the movie Heathers has a lot of classic lines.
Oh, yeah.
I probably shouldn't have watched it when I was a kid. Yeah. But in one of the scenes, she said, "Did you have a brain tumor for breakfast?"
Right. I remember
that. And she died from a brain tumor.
No way.
She did.
Wow, that's karma.
When she was around 30, 33.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that Heather is gone. The only one's left is Heather McNamara. And so I don't know what that. Huh?
She's still alive.
Who?
The other Heather.
No, there's two Heathers are gone now.
Right, that's why I said the middle one is still there, though.
The middle one, the tall one with the longer hair, yes. She's still around.
She was the one with the eating disorder in the movie.
Yes, okay. So, and by the way, youngsters out there, this Heathers the Musical garbage, no, you got to go the original. That would be a great Halloween costume, by the way. So if anybody wants to go in on a Halloween costume with me.
Which Heather would you be?
Oh.
Wow, we took somebody's death and we're sitting here talking about what Halloween costume we'd wear.
I'm just paying tribute to the movie because it's a fantastic movie. I would be Heather Chandler. I'd be the mean one.
Wonder if we get John to dress up as Martha Dumptruck.
Okay, anyway. So
he was willing to be Mary Sanderson.
I know he was. I know he was. But then with 90210, a few years ago, we lost Luke Perry. He had a stroke.
Right.
And so Brendan.
He was young.
He was early
40s?
Early 50s.
Early
50s. So Dylan and Brenda are back together. And it's very sad because that's too young.
Yeah.
And okay, follow me for another second.
They were the big names on the show. I mean, besides Jason Priestley, those were the three big names. Jason, Dylan and Brenda.
Austin Green was David.
I always think the other ones is the main three characters, you know.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Anyway, as I was saying, what is very sad and surreal, and it happens in every generation, obviously, but when you start seeing people that you knew growing up,
mm-hmm.
that you watched growing up, and they're starting to pass away, it is a horrible feeling. Like, you can't believe, I mean, not to get deep with anybody, because this will be my third, I get deep with things on Thursday. This is more fun, but.
This has been fun.
This has been a mess. But like when you see these people, like, you know, one by one, and it's only going to get worse, and it's really depressing.
As you get older, more of them are gone.
Oh my gosh, I know. And you start thinking about celebrities, like, even like, if you want to go real morbid, when we watch reruns of the Golden Girls, they're all gone.
Yep, they're all gone. And most of the other people who appeared on the show are gone.
I know. We watch reruns because
this is better than what else is on TV.
There's nothing on TV. So like on the weekends, we watch Golden Girls. We watch reruns of Mike and Molly all the time.
I think everybody in that show is still here.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that we're rerun watchers.
Seinfeld, we've lost a couple. Handful of them have gone.
But not the main ones.
No, none of the main four are gone.
But anyway, so I digress. So it's just really sad weekend, and it's very eye-opening and kind of puts things a little bit into perspective for you that, you know, make the most of the time you have, because none of us know.
No, you don't know what tomorrow has in store for you.
So on that wise note, I guess I'm done now. So what did you think of me running the show?
Send all your questions and comments.
I was asking you.
Oh, me. You know I have a problem. I'm not good at unorganized.
His leg has been bouncing the whole time because he's not in control.
No, it's not about being in control. It's about not knowing a format and not knowing what we're doing.
And not knowing what I'm going to say.
Yeah, exactly. I had no idea what topic she even brought up. So it was like I didn't know where we were going with the show.
So yeah, we'll be more scheduled next time.
Usually I'm very documented as far as like this topic, and I go in row usually.
Yeah, he's very particular where I'm all over the board.
I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, I had my schedule written out and we were doing Disney and you said something about Halloween Horror Nights. I was like, no, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, no, that's not on my list further. I'm like, not yet.
So I derail the trains all the time. So anyway, okay, I'm done.
You're done. Mm-hmm. So do you have a question for yourself?
No, I told you we didn't do usual format.
Oh, so questions was out. No questions this
week. No questions. Maybe next week.
No questions. No soup for you.
That's right. Seinfeld. All right. Anyway, I'm done.
You're done. Well, I don't have anything else to say either. I'm done too. You close out the shows.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in like you do every week. Please be sure to tell your friends about our silly little show. It comes out every Monday at 7. We really appreciate all the support and for you supporting us for the past 14 years. So thank you. And you guys, please take care of yourself. Be kind to each other. And you have a magical week ahead. We'll see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. And I hope you've enjoyed your journey.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
Some imagination, huh?